Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in now at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709.
Hi, welcome everybody to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, and we are super excited about tonight. We have a special guest with us, Sage Walker, and I'm going to introduce him in a minute because we are headed for an amazing night, one full hour with Sage Walker. We are going to say a special introduction right now to set the tone of this awakening tonight of the fifth dimension. Let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. This is especially for Sage Walker. This fifth dimension is the pure love and light of unconditional forgiveness, unconditional acceptance, instant manifestation, unlimited possibilities, beyond all time and space, the vibration of Christ consciousness, expansion, healing, ascension, oneness, interconnectedness, and so much more. A dimension where we all can live, where pure love and light and healing can be. Take that deep breath. Inhale, the fifth dimension, and exhale, the third dimension. And let's take the most beautiful ride in the next hour with Sage Walker. He is one of the most versatile actors, entertainers. He is a quarter Cherokee Native American Indian. He is the design of the new brave Hollywood, executive owner president of 33 Entertainment Inc., creator showrunner of this beautiful company. Sage developed his own production company called 33 Entertainment Inc. and a hit TV series called Velvet Prozac with over 1 million views on YouTube. It's a 33 Entertainment original series, and he's going to tell us much more about that. Sage has a new clothing brand called 33 Symbols from his lead designer, Edward Dwayne Garrett. I am so excited and just like chills going through my body to have Sage Walker with us today. So, Sage, are you here right now? The drum is rolling for you. Are you
Hi,
here?
Hi, everyone. I'm very blessed to be here and be here with everybody. How are you?
Hi, Sage.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you.
Yes. So you're finally on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and we're
I'm
really
here.
Happy that you're
here.
This is Sage Walker with us. How's your day going?
Incredible. It's amazing. It's gotten better now that I'm here with all of you.
Great. Sage, I want to ask you a few things just to start off. A lot of us are, you know, in awe of you because people are checking out and sending messages about so many things we want to know about how you created Velvet Prozac. You know, there's just so many things we want to know. We want to know about the alter ego of that character. We want to know the story. But first of all, who are you? And we'll get into the rest about the fashion. But the story first and the importance of why you wanted to create Velvet Prozac, but also something you didn't, is it okay to ask you about your near-death experience?
Yes, of course. And I created Velvet Prozac because I feel like everybody needs to laugh these days. It's a funny show, and I just want to make people laugh and then be entertained.
Yeah, so the story and the importance of that story, do you want to just tell us a little bit about that, and then later you can tell us how you got it going and everything?
Yeah, well, I mean, from as a creator, Prozac came out of, I would say, one of the, I just recently went through a very tough time about a year ago, but it was probably second time that was challenging, and a place that we all go in our lives at some point or other, and creating the character Velvet Prozac, which the main character is Bartholomew Foglehorn, who has Coke bottle glasses and hair like he stuck his finger in a light socket.
Yeah.
And I said, what's the most uncomfortable that I could be in front of the world? Because I don't think that I could get any lower at that moment in my life. And what do I have to lose? And being uncomfortable is what makes, I feel, people beautiful. That's where the vulnerability and the realness lies, the heart. Bartholomew Foglehorn is all about heart. And so I turned this character inside out. And his alter ego is Velvet Prozac, which is what we would think Hollywood stardom and you know, being a music star or a movie star. But, you know, the character inside Bartholomew is an alter ego, Velvet Prozac. And we see through the series in the first season that Velvet Prozac is found through these Murphy's Law and trial and error and becoming something. You know, everyone has goals and dreams, and really this show is about the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, it's amazing how you created that, and it's amazing how within 30 days it came out, it got over 1 million views. And
I was completely shocked. Like, you know, we started out with a 5-minute web series. We did 13 episodes, and creating the character, I literally, off my dad's dresser, picked up these Coke bottle glasses and messed up my hair insanely and threw a cigarette in my mouth and looked in the mirror and said, "You're Velvet Prozac."
Yeah.
And it just came to life from there. So after the web series, we did the pilot, and I'm so blessed to have amazing actors. Matthew Rogers Harrison plays Stoner Brian. Incredible. We got Andy Milonakis in the pilot. He plays Zach the Tank, who's my nemesis. And we actually do a bong off. It's marijuana friendly, and I think that, you know, there's so much laughter within the moments that are uncomfortable for all the characters, and just really, Barth is Alice in Wonderland, and he finds all of these amazing characters that help him along his journey.
I'd like to ask you, you know, It's very redeeming, and he has a lot of shyness to women, a lot of insecurities to women, but then he turns into Velvet Prozac, which then he has a lot of confidence. Is that sort of a part of your real life, may I ask? Is that something that's a part of you?
Well, I'm Velvet Prozac.
Okay, you're Velvet Prozac. You're not Bartholomew. Okay.
No, I'm very much Bartholomew Foglehorn. In many ways. There's an instance where to kiss this girl, and right at the moment when I'm about to kiss her, this dog runs right in front of me and trips me, and I'm like Bartholomew. and so, you know, it's about that that uncomfortableness and just being that within your skin and sharing that with the world. That's why I created this character. And Bartholomew does represent a portion in my individual life, I would say. And then there's this super alter ego, right? Phantasmic alter ego, Velvet Prozac, that I feel within the industry, people assume or look to you to be that thing on the screen, you know. And from an artistic place, that thing on the screen is what literally is on the screen. But what goes underneath that is what's the most beautiful thing to watch. And we all have that in life. So, you know, I would say that through this character in the show, it's about really owning that and being everything that you are and being uncomfortable and comfortable in it and really just sharing yourself with the world. We don't have to put on these masks at certain times, and especially with each other.
Yeah, I agree. I really feel, not to stop you there, but I really want you to tell the audience, because I hope people get to watch Velvet Prozac. You have several episodes on YouTube, and I really want people to go there. Let's just shout out where it's at right now. Can you tell people where it's at?
Yeah, I mean, you can simply Google Velvet Prozac, and you'll find different things. There's clips on the website that you can see for other episodes. We have an episode called Cougar Hunting with Lou Ferrigno. He guest stars. Hilarious episode. And then we have David DeLuise, incredible talent. And it's like a modern-day Animal House, I'd say.
Hilarious.
Wahoo, two-part. And those are not on YouTube. The only thing that I released on YouTube, because I really wanted to get the characters out, Stoner Brian, Bartholomew, Velvet Prozac. If you watch the show, there's a reveal, and it takes us on that journey for the other episodes. And so you can check out the pilot on the YouTube. Just put in Velvet Prozac. It's Prozac. Velvet, V-E-L-V-E-T, Prozac. And, it's a half hour.
So,
and you'll laugh your ass off. It's a fun show. And the cast is incredible. I'm so blessed to work with so many talented people. I've got Andy Lauer, who directs on other episodes outside of the pilot. I directed the pilot myself. Within 30 days, 1 million views came in. And, it was pretty astonishing. And that really gave it legs to move into more episodes and complete first season, and now we're moving into our second season.
That's great, Sage. Thank you for sharing all of that. I wanted to ask you a couple more questions, if you don't mind. We love hearing about all this, everybody that's listening in right now on the Medical and Truth Miracle Show. We're listening to Sage Walker. He has a company called 33 Entertainment, Inc. And Sage, can you tell us, we want to know a little more information about you, because you're explaining about Velvet Prozac, this beautiful series, and all these beautiful stars that are involved in Velvet Prozac, and we can get it and look at it right now on YouTube. But we want to know a little more about you. We want to know why you love the number 33, and we want to know why you chose 33 Entertainment, Inc. Why you are drawn to that number. And also, that's one question. And the next one is about your training, a little bit about your training and how you just like how you're naturally drawn to what you're doing and why you're drawn to 33. Thank you.
Well, I feel that you've pulled me into the fifth dimension. coming from a third dimensional world of Hollywood and you know, lights, cameras, and action. So I love being in the fifth dimension, and I'll speak from that place.
Okay.
33 for me is the number of enlightenment. We have 33 vertebrae, and I feel like that number represents enlightenment, fifth dimension. There's many positive and high vibration within that place, and that number. And when I speak of place, 33 for me is my safe place. It's where I feel like I can go to create, share with the world, and build upon that.
Beautiful. And what's your ideas right now of the modern technology world and embracing your new ideas of the 33 symbols? And I hear, like, you have a 33 symbol clothing line happening.
That was amazing. You know, there was conversations over the summer with Edward Dwayne Garrett, who originally created 33 symbols. And I created 33 Entertainment at the same time that he was creating and doing 33 symbols. And over the summer, it's been talked about and mentioned, and I never really, you know, saw myself with the clothing, the apparel, you know. And when I really got into, well, what 33 symbols meant for me was the designs and logos that represent energy. They represent symbolism and how we feel about ourselves and high vibration and positivity and confidence and all these things that people can take from symbolism. And
yeah.
So it just kind of came together, I'd say, as a miracle. And it, you know, sometimes you have a vision and you don't quite know how that journey, how that vision is going to happen, but every day you work towards certain goals and certain things, and things sometimes that you don't see become such blessings that ends up becoming much more than you would have ever thought for yourself. And so 33 symbols came together, and I'm excited. We just dropped a press release that I acquired the brand. The reason why I acquired the brand was actually from the entertainment field. And
yes.
We had Lou Ferrigno. He wears the 33 crossbones, which is the design that is on a polo that he wears. And so it was really about bringing fashion to entertainment and and really building out my portfolio with entertainment and now fashion and taking intellectual properties, movies, televisions, shows, documentaries, whatever that is, even music, and placing symbolism, placing these incredible designs and apparel that we wear every day, and to expand in that creatively.
Yeah, I just get chills hearing you, and I mean, I'm just one of your biggest fans, and I just feel the Christ consciousness all around this. And I know this is going to just be such a huge success. It already is. And I just can't wait to wear some of this clothing line. I'm just hope everyone here.
I appreciate you, Kimberly. And I'm one of your biggest fans as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, God is just so excited about this. And I feel like everybody's going to be excited about when everything comes out fully. And how can everybody keep following you? How do we follow Edward, Dwayne Garrett, and you and the line, the 33 symbols?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can go to 33entertainmentinc.com.
Okay,
and
great.
Like I said earlier, you can see clips from other episodes for Velvet Prozac. And there's other projects that are in development, developing a reality series called 33 Secrets.
Wow.
And it's a secret, so I'll...
Impacting community positivity. I feel like this is so amazing. I mean, this is already happening. My guys are blinking. So when you talk, I get codes and blinks. I keep seeing 555 over and over again, which is the fifth dimension in Christ consciousness, and then the number 10, which is flying through the next 10, and that's the awakening. And it's just so powerful. It's just so, like, amazing. It's just, like, so cheerful. So I'm just super excited. Everybody's with us tonight with Sage Walker. You guys, everybody, you're listening to Sage Walker. He's an executive owner, president of 33 Entertainment, creator of Velvet Prozac, and 33 Symbol Clothing Line. And Sage, do you have anything right now, like a power quote or something in your heart that you want to tell people that are listening on the show? We're having a lot of hard times, but people are really going through it right now. There's a lot of people listening that maybe want to be a director or producer, want to start their own TV show or are out of work or, you know, maybe had or going to have or take some calls pretty soon and maybe are trying to start out as an actor or had tried to do it. You know, you've done training, you've done auditions, you've gone that route, and now it's been a little bit hard right now. Do you have any thing you could say to people, maybe like a inspirational thing to tell people?
Well, I know I'd like to make it about everybody, whatever you're doing. It's not so much about Hollywood. That just kind of is
exactly
what I was gravitated since youth, and here I am. I can't believe I'm still alive here, but and living up to these intros that you give me. Wow. But for I would say, look, everybody out there, it's about heart, and if your heart's in the right place, if you want to do it, life doesn't. It can be gone in the blink of an eye. My near-death experience taught me that. And so when I was 15, I was shot in the face with a double-barrel sawed-off shotgun 10 feet away. And I saw the flame come out of the barrel, and I heard the bullet coming at me like a dragon. And it struck me in the corner of my mouth and went in the corner of my ear and went in the wall behind me. And I thought I was dead. And I went two places. My conscious was here on earth. Am I dead? Am I alive? Am I dead? Am I alive? And my spirit person, my spirit man, ascended. And that moment really taught me, it's so precious. We have this moment to do what we want. We don't know if tomorrow's going to come, and the past was the past. And I speak on what I'm battling and fighting myself every single day in terms of past and moving forward. And I would just like to encourage everybody that has a dream, has a goal, whatever it is for yourself, to step into the now, step into that power within yourself. You can do it. And
amen.
I feel like I came back to be a vessel in this time period when we're fighting technology and AI that's replacing humanity. We have to Story holds all of that. If we lose story writers, if we lose actors telling those stories to a machine, then we lose humanity. We lose our connection to each other. So that's the most important thing, is to really walk in your journey, walk in your path, and achieve. And when you reach it, give back and do for others within that humility and be present in people's lives so that you can help facilitate. I mean, that's why we're here, is to help each other and be there for each other. It's colorblind. There's no race. There's none of that. You know, we're human. We all bleed the same. So that's what separates us from this technology and what we're about to face in the transhumanisms. And hey, all of that stuff has its place. I'm not against that. It has its place, but how do we find that marriage? How do we find that bond with moving forward in that, so that we can excel our humanity, and we can raise our consciousness. It's, say, the fifth dimension. That's where we're headed.
Yeah. Wow.
It is the awakening.
Yeah. Your words are so powerful. And just, I mean, I don't know if everybody out there is listening gets the same reaction, but you are a real, I mean, inspirational speaker. And you're a real entrepreneur. I mean, and what you just said is just ring so true. Just keep everyone hearing what Sage Walker is saying. It's just push on, keep moving forward.
Hey,
and
we're none perfect. We're all going to fail. Fail. Get out there and fail. Fall down. Because if you're looking up, then the sky is not the limit. It's about staying in the ring. You know, I'm inspired by Rocky, and it's about how long can you last in the ring and take the hits It's not about hitting. Take those hits and fall and fail, because the successes that you do achieve through that, and anyone starting a business, anybody that is stepping into what they want to do on this earth, you don't know how long you have. So I just encourage the world to embrace that, and let's push humanity to the next evolution. Let's do it together.
Thank you so much, Sage, for all those words of encouragement to all of us. And we're going to take a deep breath right now, and we're going to take a short little break, and then we're going to come back. And are you going to be taking some of those questions from people? They want to talk to you. They want to talk to Sage Walker.
I want to hear about them and their lives.
Good. Yeah. So we're going to be right back. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Sage Walker. We're going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We have our special guest on tonight, Sage Walker.
So we are
having a fun night in the fifth dimension. And Sage, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Dan, how are we doing, Dan?
Yes, we have Ella on from British Columbia.
Okay,
Ella,
hi,
you
Ella.
Are on.
Hi, Ella.
Hello, I'm Leah.
Oh, Leah? Hi.
Hi, Kimberly. I talked to you before on the George Norrie Coast to Coast radio program. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm so happy that I got through this evening. I'm so grateful. Thank you. And I'm very happy that I'm able to speak with Sage Walker also, if that would be a possibility, please.
Yeah, you can talk
Hi,
to both
Ella.
Of us.
I'm right here.
Oh, good.
I'm right here,
Ella.
How are you?
I'm so happy that I was able to get through to you. I'm so grateful for what you're doing for the world. I have nothing but admiration and respect for what you're doing. You're bringing a lot of happiness to the world and showing people that opportunities exist, and we just have to put our best foot forward and reach out to the right avenues to be able to help in any way we can in our world. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You're so sweet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have a question for us, honey?
Yes, I missed a big opportunity because I sort of forgot. What happened was I tried to listen into the radio show, but it didn't go in. Then I kept putting it off to, I'm kind of like a little bit attention deficit, but I don't like to think of myself as such. I'm just trying to go forward now in my life, and I would like to know. Yes, yes. Yes, I would like to know if there's a possibility somehow if I could contact Lainey, a friend that I knew as a teenager. She was my counselor, and she's done a lot of wonderful things in the entertainment industry. Her name is Lainey Kazan, and I thought, is this the same Lainey? And then I remembered that she had brought some furniture to the food harvest, and I actually have the chair that she donated in my hallway. Yes, and it was from my big fat Greek wedding, and that was my counselor at the May children that had some issues to work out with their mothers. Yes, and I really would like to contact her, but I don't know if she'd even remember me. She's 83 years old now, and I recently sent her a letter, and I'm just praying possibly, you know, if she would want to even reconnect with me somehow, somewhere in the future, or if I can't, if I could somehow take an acting class and maybe fit in somewhere. It doesn't matter where, but just somewhere within the movie community, somewhere.
You want to take an act?
Yes, I would like to. I just don't know how. And the person that was, I won't say who it was, but he was going to help me. And for some reason, I wouldn't go. I froze up and I wouldn't go. He was going to be very nice and help me. And for some reason, I didn't take the opportunity. And I still don't know why I did that. You know, I'm mad at myself for not taking this very special opportunity.
Give everybody your email. I'll send you some names.
Oh, please. Should I give it to you right now or off of the air?
Give it to Dan, your email, and then Sage will give you the a referral for acting coach.
Oh, okay. Thank
you.
I'm so supportive
of people that want to study. You know, studying is very important, the education behind our craft. And so I encourage and applaud you in that. So, yeah, give them your email, and I will send you some top Hollywood
acting coaches. Thank you.
Yeah, he knows the best people. So thank you for calling in. Thank you so much, sweetheart. We're sending you blessings.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Ella. So very nice. Dan?
I am here. We have Tracy from Florida, and she has a question for Sage as well.
Oh, wow, Sage's got a lot of calls.
Tracy, you're
Hi,
on.
Tracy.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Hi. Well,
hi.
My question is about, I've been stagnant since May, and I wanted to know, do you see, you know, me pushing forward, being more productive?
In your an acting career or your?
In the work life.
Okay. Are you looking at an acting? Was it for stage or for Kimberly?
I think
for you.
Were you calling for a stage question or for Kimberly?
Kimberly, I guess.
So stage is in the entertainment business, and were you listening to the conversation?
Yes.
Are you working right now?
No.
Yeah, the guys are saying you're not working. What kind of work do you do?
In the healthcare field.
Okay, because my guys are saying they want you to work more in something that's more creative.
Hmm.
Is that
okay.
Something you're interested in? Are you interested in that?
Well, that's like my hobby portion of it.
Your what?
Hobby, like my side hustle thing.
Okay, can you talk to us a little bit more? Because we need to get some answers. Your hobby, what is your hobby?
It's like being creative, doing like creating crafts and stuff, but I don't do it like on a regular basis, you know.
Yeah, so my reading for you is they're saying that the guides, my spirit guides are saying they would like you to do something that's more artistic that would probably bring more money in for you. Your regular job, they're giving me a negative information about it. Do you want to ask me one more question? Did you have a?
Well, my mom passed in March, and I've been having these dreams. Last night I had this dream of it was like I tried looking it up. It was green wax just pouring in my yard, and I just didn't understand what that meant. It's like, it was, you know, like you have lava, like coming out of a volcano, but it was just green wax. And I figured it was like from a factory, and it just, I don't know, it was just weird. So I was just wondering, is there something she's trying to tell me, or I'm just in my own way?
Your mom, I'm getting, your mom's just saying she's a guardian angel. She's coming in at number 4. I'm not getting anything about green wax. Yeah, I'm just saying she's like an angel coming around you. I'm getting she had a hard time crossing over. That she had a hard passing. I don't know what she passed away of, but it was a hard disease. Now, what did she cross of?
She had a massive stroke.
Yeah. She's saying she had a hard death, but thank you for calling in, sweetheart. I'm sorry I didn't help you with your dream. Yeah, but I'm not getting anything about the dream, but I am getting that your mom's around you as a beautiful angel. She's giving me the number 4. I don't know if you see 4s around you at all. I do get the message of 4. I do get you're going to get a job. I do get the guides want you to call in more of your creative side. So thank you for calling in. And we're going to see if we have some more calls for Sage. Thank you so much for calling. Bless you.
Kimberly, we have Terry from Long Island, and she said she has a job-related question as well.
Okay, great.
Terry, are you on? Okay.
Hello.
So, sorry, I got a lot of feedback. We have John from Oklahoma, and he says he has a question for Sage. John, you're on?
Oh, cool.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Mr. Walker.
Kimberly,
hey,
I have a question for you, and if I get a chance, I'd like to ask Mr. Walker a question as well. Kimberly, I have changed states and same field of line of work, and I feel like ever since I left, the forces have been against me. It took longer than usual to get here. Once I got here, they kept requiring more and more paperwork for the job, and then I'm not really for sure if the spirits are telling me I'm in the right place or not.
Well, I'm already getting a really negative number in the area you're at. So I am getting a negative number where what state you're in, and you don't have to tell me, but they are, yeah, they are giving me one of my low frequency numbers of where you're at.
I was afraid of that. I feel that. I feel it, Kimberly. I feel it every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I am getting that. Do you want to ask me one more question about it?
I am in elementary PE. The students are wonderful. The principal is great. I enjoy working for her for these past couple of weeks. But it's the vice principal. I just feel like he's throwing daggers every time I look at him, every time we cross in the hallways. Every time I look up over my shoulder, he's standing there just staring at me. And I'm feeling uncomfortable. But I want to try to get a good evaluation.
And you relocated for this job?
I did relocate, yes, ma'am. I retired out of one state and moved to another state to kind of keep the income going.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the guides don't like what you're doing for your position, because for that they give me a frequency number on. They give me a good frequency on what you do. You're just having some issues with the situation, but you could change the dynamic of it, perhaps.
I would love to. How could I change the dynamics?
It's all in how you perceive the energy with ever who is. You know, it's a longer conversation. It would probably take about a half an hour to work it out with you. You could always schedule a session with me.
I would love to.
If it's not pertaining to the location, it's the location of where you're working at or a location of a particular person that you're dealing with?
I think it's both, Kimberly. I think it's really both. Both location and state.
Because when I said those two things, they both gave me a frequency on those. So I think that's what's happening there. But they're also telling me both of them can be worked out.
Okay. I believe it. I will put my foot forward.
Anything else you want to ask me before you ask Paige a question?
Relationship-wise, I don't have any friends here. Nobody wants to talk to me. I reach out to people, but they just don't respond back or have any, any need for me.
Well, you do have somebody that is connecting to you that is dead, that passed away. When I say mom, when I say dad, they're saying it's a male. So you're not obviously alone. There is somebody that crossed over that's around you a lot.
Okay.
And it is a man.
That'd be my father. He died about 23 years ago, I believe.
Yeah, so that person's with you, and that person is going to bring it's a male energy, and he's going to help you acclimate very soon in your situation. And then there is someone coming to you soon, and they will be somebody that. It's not going to be a real strong soulmate, but it's somebody that's going to work out real nice with you, real good with you during the week, like a weekly kind of person that you can hang out with nice. There is someone coming, and your dad is making that happen. Your dad is going to make it all work out real good. And he's also going to help you with your job, too. You need to call him in more.
We just didn't have a good relationship while I was growing up.
That's okay. He wants to make it good now.
Okay. I'll accept his offer. My heart is open.
He wants to make it really work out right now.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
So please really, really call him in, because he's really calling in the 8 and the 4 and the 7 for you. Those are really strong numbers. The infinity sign, it's the 8, sideways,
yes.
8. The 4 is the angel, and the 7 is the weekly 7, which calls in the Christ. And then I'm going to turn it over to Sage, because Sage has a lot to offer with his wisdom.
Sage.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kimberly. Sage, my man.
Walker.
Being Mr. Walker, knowing that I am Native American as well, and I saw on your bio there, being that you're a half Cherokee, and I am half
quarter
here. You're a quarter, yes. Yes, you're a quarter, and I'm half. Sage, you know,
nice.
Alcohol runs deep in our genes, as you well know. And
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's next discussion.
Sage,
what's your favorite alcohol?
I don't drink. Because my father was an alcoholic, I have 4 sisters that are alcoholics. One sister of mine this past weekend got arrested for DUI. So I'm calling to see if there is some type of prayer we could do, something type of healing, you know, on the family to help, you know, cut the cords with this alcoholism. It is destroying our people, as you well know, Sage. And I appreciate you being Native American. We need more people like you out there in the industry, not only in the fashion like you're doing, but also in the world of movie stars and that type of stuff. Sage, keep making us proud, sir. Keep making us proud.
I appreciate it.
Please.
Hey, Kim, do you want to lead a prayer?
Please.
Sure, we can all do it together, and we can take the show out with our beautiful prayer. But yes, this is really important to do. This is nice.
Thank you for
taking
my call.
Thank you so much for everything in our lives that you provide, Holy Spirit, God, and our friends and family, despite the burdens that lie on our shoulders in the third dimensional world, such as financial hardship, sickness, and shadowing depressions. We're turning it all over to you fully, leaving it in the third dimension, saying to all our friends and family that we love them, bringing in the light, believing in miracles, calling in the beautiful love through our spirit. We are healed, we are love, we are light. Bring in true abundance. Fully accepting our friendship through connection, aiding our healing, our needs, fully asking to heal our hearts, assisting our loved ones, knowing our angels, the Christ consciousness, our healing, everyone through the Holy Spirit. We are humble servants. We are your child. We are the Christ light. We are thankful. We are safe. We are healed. We are yours. We are the light. Namaste.
Namaste. Hail Mary, full of grace.
So did you.
Yes.
Thank you,
you too. I appreciate you.
Thank you for calling in so much, sending you so much blessings and love.
Yes. I'm receiving.
Sage, I want to ask you before we end the show, is there anything that you want to say to the audience here about anything that's coming up that we may have missed for you?
Well, yes. Next week, check out 33-symbols.com. That'll be the clothing apparel. It's the site's being worked on as we speak. And so just keep checking that, and we'll have some really cool products and fun stuff to check out. And,
oh, that's great.
Want everyone to be blessed and pursue your dreams.
That's beautiful. We have had such an amazing time with you being on the show. You are awesome. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And if you want to get a hold of me, I'll be at the Omega Institute for the next week from 9:09 to 9:15. And you can reach me at thehealingtrilogy.com. And sending you love and blessings. And thank you, everybody, for listening to us tonight. God bless
you.
Thank you for having me come on stage. You're awesome.
You're awesome. Love you guys.
Love you.
What?